Bill Bramlett was a water driller by profession and a daring race car driver by passion. In 1914, Bill drove a Cadillac in the Great Cactus Derby Road Race. The race was across the desert from Los Angeles to Phoenix at a time when no real road existed. For his efforts, Bramlett would become known as the Monarch of the Desert Trail. Later that same year, Bill and his new wife, Elvira, were making their way up the rutted and dusty facsimile of a road running along the base of the Sierra Nevada Mountains to a Yosemite vacation. Despite the difficult travel, Bill foresaw a great increase in highway traffic through the scenic region in the years to come and saw an opportunity at Little Lake for a successful tourist stopover. Bill and Elvira bought 1,000 acres of land, including Little Lake itself. The property included a store, cafe, saloon, and a small hotel that had already operated at the location for a few years. Bill Bramlett was yet another Eastern Sierran that well understood the value of publicity. In an effort to bring attention to his Little Lake stopover, Bill decided to challenge the current L.A. to Bishop speed record. He chose a stock 1920 Lincoln touring car as his auto of preference. Bramlett, with his brother Tony as his co-pilot, made the 203-mile trip in a record-setting 7 hours and 24 minutes. It was reported that between Lone Pine and Bishop, there were 30 right-angle turns around the farmlands and that Bramlett rolled the big Lincoln onto its side on one of these turns near Lone Pine. Bystanders helped right the car and got Bill and Tony back on their way to their record-setting run. A crowd of hundreds welcomed Bramlett as he roared into Bishop. Newspaper columnists spread the story of the record-setting trip on El Camino Sierra far and wide. After the race, Bramlett returned to Little Lake to make additional improvements to his resort. The hotel was turned into a showplace, offering many amenities to the traveler. Bill and Elvira dutifully cared for their clientele up until Bill's death in 1940. The Bramletts had turned Little Lake into a very popular stop for fuel, food, and lodging, and had grown it into an enduring landmark for many a traveler along El Camino Sierra.